Rivaling the pumpkin patch, Boulder's other family fall activity. Mom, what are we going to do today? Oh, the question, a favorite of children, always arriving much too early a year, particularly on a day that is open and unfettered, free of soccer games, work, and school. My daughter greets me every Sunday morning this way, nestling next to me as I'm merely contemplating the idea of Mom opening my eyes. I usually turn over covering my head with a pillow and mutter, "What about just relaxing?" It's more of a spoken wishful thought than a true suggestion, as I already know from past experience that relaxing all day is to her a completely unacceptable option. There are days, however, when what we are going to do today is something that has me bounding out of bed, maybe, gasp, comma even before her. One such day is almost upon us. In just a few short weeks when she asks me the question, I will exuberantly reply, "We're going to Open Studios." And I was introduced to Open Studios when my daughter's elementary school teacher assigned going as homework. For the website, the Open Studios Fall Artist Tour is hosted during the first 2 weekends of October. Artists from around Boulder open their studios and allow you privileged access into their creative process. Feel free to engage the artists, ask questions, watch demonstrations, and learn about the fascinating world of art and design. I love looking at art, so this was an assignment with which I was eager to assist. I just didn't realize how inspiring and fun it would turn out to be for both my daughter and me, and something that would easily be near the top of both of our lists as one of the best parent-kid activities Boulder offers. With almost 130 artists, and because visitors are able to attend at their leisure over the course of 4 days, the studios are usually not too busy at any one time, allowing ample opportunity for children to talk directly with artists. I love watching my daughter's eyes widen when she's shown how an artist shapes their clay, or what they were thinking about when they created a particular piece. A gem of this setup is the travel in between. It's a sort of treasure hunt and museum on the go, which is perfect for young attention spans. We make an entire day of it, taking little detours to look at the gorgeous bursting leaves or get something to eat at a new-to-us restaurant close to a studio. Many artists also have activities for children. 2 years ago, we sat in the yard outside a studio painting to our heart's content using the free supplies available for children and adults alike. If you're not already sold, I will seal the deal with this one last detail. Most artists have snacks, good snacks, like yummy apple cider and gingerbread cookies. So now that I know you're in, you will need a map, sold for $10 at a variety of businesses around Boulder, a means of transportation, in some cases even just your feet or a bike, as many studios are clustered together and may be close to your neighborhood, and geared up to have a fulfilling family day. You can find more details about times and where to purchase your map here, NA.